In essence, they're both amateur politicians making their first run for public office, and the issues aren't clear. They don't have the same kind of record of somebody who's been in the public eye and been seen, and so it breaks down to an excellent and very smart Republican guy who's a prosecutor and handled big cases, and a career DA who's very efficient and competent, and has been in management and for 10, 11 years, including being the number two in the department to longtime DA Steve Cooley. So I think they're fishing for issues, and I think they're fishing for coverage.
I know Jackson is on record as being against three strikes, and Lacey, I believe, is against three strikes and four alternative sentencing. Is that in tune with the public right now?
I think Jackie's positions, when I met her back in the spring, she was very naive to the world of politics. I've watched her and seen her become more confident at it. But she's sort of tried to balance the question. I think the public is fed up with mandatory three strike, no matter what the third strike is, although under Cooley, they have not used the third strike except for violent crimes. Alan Jackson takes a much harder law and order stance. They're both for maintaining the death penalty. I think politically both feel the need to say that we have to have it. And I think that's been the hallmark of the runoff campaign is caution about making news and disturbing anybody. As important as the office is, I don't see that we know really very much about what either one is going to do if elected.
They're both prosecutors. How is that going to play with kind of the rank and file prosecuting attorneys in the city and in the DA's office? And also, what about the relationship with the police department?
I think that Cooley alienated the rank-and-file DAs and was at war with them. They've sued him. They've challenged him. And I think there's a stigma that Jackie Lacey has been attached to her as his right-hand woman. And Jackson, I think, is more popular with them. I hope it's not a popularity contest with police chiefs and prosecutors, and it's about enforcing the law. My own personal concern is Cooley promised to be really tough on public corruption, and yet he was always the tail wagging the dog on Bell and numerous other crimes by elected public officials. He's never opened an investigation of any significance into L.A. city politics, which are in their own way about as corrupt as any cities could be. If I think there's any problem in the DA's office, it has to do with public integrity and prosecuting of public corruption. And both are saying the right things, that they're going to be tough.
So between Lacey and Jackson, where are you putting your money right now?
Well, I think Lacey has the edge from every indication. But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I think being a Democrat makes a big difference. Jackson has something that people who are paying attention, he's very ambitious, and I think that might work against him. Whereas I think Jackie really wants this job and is a more modest and humble person, frankly. I think she's going to win pretty easily.